Hey, it's Jamie Sumner, left guard from 1994-95, and this is the Bunch of Nuts podcast with my boys Dan and Cass. Go Bucks!
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Big Cass with Blake Biscardi, El Presidente. Dan took Troy out to a baseball game tonight, but he'll be back in May. Blake had some big news happen over the weekend, as I believe she said yes. That's the official source, right?
Yeah, I can't confirm those reports. She did say yes, so very exciting news on that front. You can see those photos there on my Twitter at Blake Biscardi. But very exciting new phase of life, so we'll get into it here. Yeah. Excited to be here, Cass. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome, yeah. But big day at the Shoe Saturday, 80,000 strong. Fox held it down, had Joel and Jenny on the sidelines, had Urban and Brady and Jason Benetti up top for a practice scrimmage where the defense, I think, had a little bit of an edge, even though the scoreboard didn't say so. But Jim Knowles is cooking something, isn't he?
He absolutely is. And we saw that scoreboard reflect Scarlet 34, Gray 33. But watching that game, if you're using the confidence meter, I'm going to give the edge to the defense there. And not to say the offense isn't good, because it's extremely talented. I am just here to tell you that that defense is that good. And it's going to be a special unit for the Buckeyes this year, especially on that back end with the addition of Caleb Downs and just the lockdown nature of Denzel Burke, Igbinosin, Jordan Hancock. You got Lathan Ransom. There's a lot of names back there that are household names, a lot of talent. And it was evident that we talked about this last week. Ryan Day was asked, who's the biggest problem to the offense on the defensive side of the ball so far in spring ball? And he said Jim Knowles, kind of jokingly. Very evident that it is Jim Knowles, and he's going to have a special defense this year in Columbus.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. They are six deep everywhere. Defensive tackle, defensive end. Yep. There's and in about three deep on safety and corner. And the linebackers are going to look pretty good. Offensively, I thought the Chip Kelly effect came in. You know, we show it. You come out, line up in the T formation honor Woody Hayes, which was a great gesture, which
awesome.
I think also sparked what's coming this year. The 50th anniversary of Archie Griffin's first Heisman this year. So that kind of sparks some things, especially Chip Kelly wants to run the football, and he's going to want to run the football, especially if we can line Will Kaczmarek or Patrick Gerd as the fullback with Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson as the running backs. That's going to be pretty dangerous backfield. But, however, to run the football, you can't just run it on the left side, Blake. Obviously, we know the right side of the offensive line, there's still a lot of question marks. I'm still questioning Josh Fryer at right tackle. Still don't understand how he was voted second team all Big Ten. But I thought Tegra and Carson Hemmingsman, when they were lined up at right guard, pretty solid. I thought the best of it, though, was when Hensman, Fryer, and then Seth McLaughlin, and then, of course, Donovan and Josh Simmons. I thought that was the best lineup, especially that was the first lineup we saw going against the ones. But it's going to be a long summer. We're 134 days till kickoff against Akron. That right side's got to be sure up, though.
It does. And Cass, I agree with you in your evaluation of the offensive line there. And I think when you look at Chip Kelly and his history, his pedigree, his track record as an offensive head coach, an offensive coordinator, you know, that's his area, running the football. He's always been able to run the ball, even with subpar or average offensive line. So Ohio State fans out there listening, don't get too bent over backwards about the transfer portal. If the Buckeyes don't add anybody, if they do, that's great. If not, they have enough talent there for Chip Kelly to work with, although in a perfect world, ideally, you want to have five across that you're very sure and confident that that can be a bruising offensive line. But rest your confidence in Chip Kelly, in Justin Fry, in Ryan Day. I know Buckeye fans, take a deep breath with me. Exhale. It's going to be okay. Chip Kelly will be able to run the football. Extremely talented running backs back there. Schematically, it's going to be different with Chip Kelly. He's going to be able to do things efficiently and effectively. It's going to be a potent rushing attack for Ohio State this year. Really excited to see what Chip Kelly is able to cook up.
Yeah, I'm going to be excited to see what he could do out of the passing game, because I think of all the quarterbacks, they all look pretty decent. I mean, I know some of the you look at the turnovers, a few of those turnovers, you know, were great plays by safeties. Again, going back to that great defense, I thought Will Howard and Devin Brown looked sharp. I thought Will Howard looked really good and really comfortable in the pocket. I think they tried to force things when they got inside the 20 and say, "Hey, let's get a highlight reel for Jeremiah Smith. Let's get a highlight reel." I think they tried to force something that wasn't there. I really do, to just, make everybody, "Oh, Will Howard was 9 of 13." Yeah, but before that, Will Howard was 9 of 10. Looking pretty sharp, going through his reads and stuff. We know these wide receivers are key. I think, they're probably the most talented group in the country. My thing is with the potent rushing attack, can Brian Hartline get these guys ready to block downfield? Because if we remember correctly, we won a national championship with Zeke Elliott and Cardale Jones. What did those wide receivers do? Devin Smith, Michael Thomas, Evan Spencer, and Jaylen Marshall. Those guys blocked down the field. I think we're going to see a mix. Ryan, I think Ryan Day and Chip Kelly's offense together combined is going to look a little bit like Urban Meyer's 2014 offense. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how they move forward this summer. It was a lot of fun. Blake and I been busy this week. We're still trying to work on that day, the spring game, behind the scenes. But we both have been extremely busy, so that will be coming out in the near future.
Yes.
So we just got to find a plan. We got the pictures and videos. We just got to put it all together now. Real quick, because this is a short episode, everybody. As we said, both of us have been extremely busy this week. We're trying to knock this out real quick before Blake gets kicked out of the building he's in right now. Let's talk about transfer portal. As of right now, I know, I'm sure people here Friday, there might be some other guys that popped in the portal. But right now, it's been very, very quiet. Very quiet. We're 3 days into the portal being open, and only two guys have hopped in the portal. Is there something going on where guys might stay because they feel like that there's something special brewing here in Columbus?
Yes, I think so. And you're going to have a couple names go in there. I don't think it's going to be as many as everybody expects, because you can see, and we saw a sample of this in the spring game. We know the roster's talented on paper. And I got asked this question the other day by a couple people here in Philly. They're like, "So I got an Ohio State question for you. Where's Marvin Harrison going in the draft? And the next one is, are there going to be a lot of guys drafted by Ohio State?" And I said, "You know what? There's not going to be as many as you'd think. And that's not because they don't have good talent. It's because a lot of the guys came back because they have unfinished business. They want to beat the team up north. They want to win the Big Ten. They want a chance to play for the national championship and hopefully win it." Right. I think the way you saw this happen in January, where guys started to come back, is there's no one with a quote unquote decision looming about the transfer portal. There's just speculation. I think you're going to see a lot of guys recognize the potential of this team, the ability that they have as a unit that can go win a national championship, because Urban Meyer went on the record the other day thinking this might be the most talented team in college football in the last 6 or 7 years. Okay, think of that statement from Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer's been in college football in that time frame. He knows it. He's around the sport. He's one of the greatest coaches of the generation. If he's saying that, I know he's a little Buckeye biased, but there's some merit to that. Even if it falls top three behind one of those Georgia teams or the Alabama or LSU, rare company for this Ohio State team potentially this year. It's a ball of potential energy right now. It's got to go translate on the field. But I think they're recognizing that it could be a special season in Columbus, and we're going to see some guys stick it
I
out at
mean,
least through the year.
and you see, heard it from Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt said basically the only thing that he thinks possibly could be holding this team back is a quarterback. Obviously, we have
Right.
five scholarship quarterbacks on our roster right now. The speculation this week was that Lincoln Kainholz was the name that probably could hit the portal. What's ironic is he showed up to the 4K,
Yeah.
the 4K, and he's been all over the place. And of course, on Instagram, OSU Nutrition, it's a great website. A great Instagram follow.
It
You get to
is.
see the players enjoy what types of foods in there. The interesting note, though, on that Instagram post is if you look at it, of all the quarterbacks they did not show one quarterback, and that was Devin Brown. Who's to say Who's to say could he be the one that enters the portal, or he could be just behind the scenes, did not get his picture taken. Who knows? We don't know. I mean, I know college softball is winding down. They're not in class right now. Maybe he went and saw, you know, some family out in Utah play some softball. You know, I know he's got a family or a girlfriend that plays for Utah softball. Who knows? But rise of right now, Thursday night at 10 o'clock, only two guys hit the portal, Dylan Haydit and Cedric Hawkins. Obviously, if you're listening, like, oh, you guys lied, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're not lying because it is nothing. No one's entered yet. But by the time you're listening, there could be. There could be. We will never know because it's still a mystery. It's going to be a mystery. We still got 2 weeks left till the portal closes. But then again, Michigan spring games this weekend. Oregon's is next weekend. So there could be some guys waiting out into limbs. Before we get going, because we don't have very much time left, 3-year probation for Michigan and some other clauses I don't have in the details in front of me. But that's just for Burgergate. That's for Cheeseburgergate. That's not for what the potential could happen with Spygate or the Connor Stallion stuff. So I don't think – I look forward to – and this is my observation, and you might agree, Blake – the Connor Stallion stuff, we may not see till maybe the beginning of the season starting or midway through the season. That's just my guess.
The timeline on the stuff with the NCAA is very interesting to talk about because no one really knows. People think they know, and you got people saying the hammer is going to drop. And I'm not pointing out any account specific. I'm just saying there's speculation out there that the hammer is going to drop. And there's also equal speculation out there that nothing's going to happen. And they may get through this entire season without anything.
I'm on the fence.
So you just don't know. Right. And that's kind of the best place to be is on the fence because you got to wait for the facts to come out, feel out this process. The thing is, I know this isn't NIL related. It's more Spygate, but there's just a lot of rules and regulations and infrastructure that's just not being enforced as much in college football. It's kind of unspoken right now that things are happening, such as tampering with the transfer portal. There's a lot that needs to be fixed. So what way does the NCAA choose to treat this case? Is it, all right, we're going to slap on the wrist here, or are we really going to try to enforce and make an example out of Michigan with this and Jim Harbaugh? You know, you saw a lot of the staff leave. Does that affect their going? There's just a lot of
another DUI happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves on the chessboard still to be had, but I do think the timing could be very interesting with a, hey, it's hanging over our heads throughout the entire season, distraction style of feel to what's going on right now. Whether something happens or not, I would not be surprised to see this drag throughout the summer and kind of just hang over the heads of the program throughout summer camp and the early parts of the season there, just because of the way the NCAA has to move. You know, there's the notification period, then there's the waiting period, then there's the response period. There's a lot that has to happen still.
It could be like last year in the middle of June. Boom, right. 12-team playoff gets approved. Like, I mean, it could be stuff like that. So, well, this is a short episode as we speak. Blake's got to get out of the building he's got going on. I've got things I got to do before tomorrow morning, Friday. I got a baseball game to prep for. Liberty Union versus Fairfield Union, cross county rivals, red and black Falcons, red and black Lions. Should be a fun baseball game tomorrow night. Right on the red stream, on the red or blue stream. I'm not sure. I won't find out tomorrow morning till tomorrow morning on the Fairfield County Sports Network. Between it's a doubleheader, softball Fairfield Union versus Liberty Union and baseball Fairfield Union versus in softball, well, baseball. So at the same time though, so it might be in the same facility, but it'd be at the same time. But Blake, again, I'm sure we'll be back on together next week as we tackle in some off-season stuff. Maybe we'll figure some news out. Hey, we might be talking transfer portal, who's popped in. So you never know. Till myself, Josh Kastner, Blake Biscardi, El Presidente, you guys have a wonderful night. Enjoy your weekend, and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.